This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Well, how do you win something and we don't?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I think that's pretty fairly obvious.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company. I tell you what, big day. Big night. Big day tomorrow. Huge week.
Anzac Day is our national day.
I think it's our national
day. I like it, Jim. I'm with you.
Taken over as our national day, and I absolutely love it. Tonight is going to be superb into tomorrow, so I'll tell you a big show, Jay-Z. I'm putting him on notice.
Why?
Well, if he keeps trying to pick off my footy club, I'm gonna belt his tubby little fat guts. I said I wasn't going to get in the ring.
Yes.
But if he keeps going, I might just have to level him.
You should line him and Damo up.
I've had enough.
Both of them you should have.
No, Damo's, he's fine. It's Jay-Z.
Oh, you don't like him, right?
It's Jay-Z who's making a habit of it.
Yes.
He's gone back there today.
Has he?
We're about to speak to him.
Righto.
And he's aware of the trouble he's in. Okay. So that's Jay-Z. And then Hump Day.
Hump Day quiz.
Really?
Oh, it's good, Jim. It's good.
Don't reckon.
It's just good for the kids, good for the family.
Not really. And then Guernsey Cash, 10 grand.
Like
that's amazing.
Picks.
And back half, David Zaharakis.
Oh, Zaka.
The Anzac Day legend.
And also a legend out that way.
Diamond Creek. Mm-hmm.
That way. Magnificent. we loved it out there back in the good old days.
I like that. And then a joke to finish that I am distancing myself from.
Already? You haven't heard it. You don't know.
I don't like the sound of it.
Might have a bit of fruit in it.
And I think it has got fruit, and I don't like the look of it. As I look at you, old baby blue.
My eyes come out, don't they? All bloodshot. I tell you, Jim, you're spot on with the MCG. It'll be rocking and rolling tonight. 75?
Yes. And they do a great job. Everyone gets the lights out on their phone and the cauldron's lit. It's superb.
Dare I say, it's nearly better at night.
That's a big call.
Oh, well, because it's the fire and the lights and all that. I do like it. 75 tonight, 90 tomorrow.
Oh, easy. Has to be. Both teams up and about.
Well done to the MCG.
Yeah, it's
rocking
be
and
magnificent.
Looking forward to that.
It is.
How are you, Ryan?
It's a regular full forward of the Adelaide Crows. Billy.
Robert Walls.
In the Navy was a hit song for the... Billy.
For the Robert Walls.
For which NBL team does Andrew Gaze... Billy.
Robert Walls.
So which consonant is silent in the word rhubarb? Billy.
H. Robert Walls.
H it is.
Got all them wrong.
No, don't do
Walls,
that.
He didn't do that.
People think I'm dumber
Walls,
than I am.
Didn't play for the Melbourne
Tigers.
I know
Tigers.
He didn't do any of those things.
You see Walls, he walking out of the tribunal last night. How good was that? And I didn't say that because I'm actually quite clever. I won that, fast money.
No,
beat Sam, Michael Long. I beat them all.
I did.
Richo.
And Richo with his ponytail.
Old
Dopey couldn't hit the button.
Now, what about last night, by the way?
What happened? Rain?
Rain.
It's pissing down.
Oh, thanks, Robbo.
It rained for 3 hours, Jim.
No, it's unbelievable.
I started building an ark.
Thought my bloody roof was about to...
It's been pissing down.
Thank you, Robbo.
It was, Jim.
Yes.
A lot of rain. What's the forecast tonight, do we know?
No.
Well, that'd be good if someone just said,
could ask us.
On, and tomorrow, please, Rabsy, right, while we do
tomorrow,
the...
Tomorrow, someone said it's going to be all right.
Right over.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Let's talk a bit of sport on rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. Make Ford Ranger Raptor your number one today.
Thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Tomorrow looks cloudy with a very high chance of rains in the Dandenongs and high chances elsewhere. And then just for Friday as well, under 1 mil, 30% chance.
Righto. Canberra? No. Tigers take on Melbourne, of course, tonight.
Yes.
Good in for the D's. Cozzy Pickett. And we want to see him kicking goals and just playing footy. Don't worry about jumping and bumping and all that.
Yes.
Just get out there and kick goals. Salem out. That'll hurt him a bit.
Salem.
And for Tigers, they've got another injury, Jaden Short, but they bring back a couple of boys. So that is good in Grimes and Hopper. So and should be a pretty good game.
Naismith is playing too.
I see that. They brought in big Sammy boy. So look forward to that. I tell you what, some great news down the Cattery, Jimmy boy.
What's that?
Geelong is home for Max. Max yes. Holmes has turned his back on rival clubs. A four-year deal. We'll ask Jay-Z how yep. much there, but he deserves whatever it is. Yes.
What's his nickname?
Slapsy. They call him Slapsy. Well, that's what I heard anyway.
Yes.
But he's only 21. He's a very good player, and that's exactly mm-hmm. what the Cats need. So run, Max, run. Good right. on you.
Good.
The NRL Storm take on the Rabbitohs tomorrow night at Amy Park, Jim.
In Rugby the League.
Yes, Anzac Day clash. That'll yes. be a big one. NAS returned last week. Very good player, Nelson, and has been named again.
What's his name?
NAS. We call him Nass.
What's his full name?
You know what it is.
Do you?
I know what it is.
Well, go on then.
Everyone knows what
what's,
it is.
What's this stupid head work you're doing? Like what's for? His name, Fat?
Nelson. Right. Big Nelson.
I think he's dropped it.
He has dropped
it. So a solo molo. So he's playing. He's the big boy. He's won a medal before.
What
so
is the Elvis boy on?
No. Nelson.
A Nelson.
A sofa.
A sofa.
Solomana.
A Solomana now. He's left the building. Good luck to him and go Storm. They're going beautifully Storm as we speak. Speaking yes. of rugby league, Wally Lewis addressed the National Press Club in Canberra yesterday, mm-hmm. Jim, calling for the NRL to install broader safeguards against concussion.
Yes.
Because poor old King Wally's got a bit of concussion mm-hmm. there. And a blanket ban on contact and tackling for children and amateur players during training.
Yeah, there
during
you
training.
Are.
Will that happen in the AFL?
No amateur, tackling. For amateur players?
Well, in the AFL.
The actual main comp.
Down the track.
No, you can't.
Because
tackling's a skill. You've got to practice it.
Righto. Netball, Super Netball, round three kicks off on Friday. The Vixens take on the Giants on Sunday. Mm. And the Mavericks host the West Coast Fever on Saturday night at John Cain Arena, still chasing their first win, the Mavericks. Right. And cricket. Marcus Stoinis has hit an unbeaten 124, Jim.
Mm.
He must have been whacking them around. Well done to him. First IPL century and reached his 100 in 56 deliveries. Well done, Marcus.
Yep.
Just got to do it more often, doesn't he?
All right. And we got something that we need to play now or next?
Oh.
Next.
Oh. Next?
Next or now. Right now, let's have a listen to it now.
What's happened?
Come on.
Well, this man joins us next.
Who?
This is Collingwood last year. This was that gear that they had. This is the flick that they can switch at times.
The big Jay-Z. He's joining us next. He's got a full book of footy news. He's joining us live from the Triple MCG, by the way.
What a piece of him, too.
Yes, because he's running the Wednesday rub, which is straight after us ahead of Richmond versus Melbourne.
By the look of me, he's not running anyway.
Jay-Z, he's very fit, and he joins us next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And a lady with glasses.
oh, no.
Ahead of the huge match tonight between Richmond and Melbourne. Joining us from the Triple MCG, it's Jay-Z Clark.
If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know. He knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
All right. He's at the MCG, and that's probably a good thing.
Oh, boy. What would you do?
I had enough of him.
What would you do?
Now, he's given me the order that he wants stuff done in, and I know he wants to talk about Tommy Barras. But someone told me that you have now, you've been after LDU for a month and a half. Now you're putting clubs up that are into him. This is a man that's contracted through to the end of next year. And if you don't back off the Kangaroos, I'm going to belt you in your tubby little cellulite guts.
Jay-Z. Good afternoon to you,
Joe.
Jim. Hello, Rabs, and hello, Bill.
Hello, Jay-Z.
I know you're abrasive tone, Jim, but this has been a 60-minute style investigation into his contract situation, Luke Davies.
Through to the end of next year and a good, loyal boy.
Let him talk, Jim.
And I knew this would get your knickers in a twist, Jim, to be honest. And that's why I saved it for a Wednesday, so we could come on and
you be at the bloody G.
And juke it out. But this is the thing, Jim, right? He will become the country's most sought-after player next year. And if your mob don't finally start bloody winning some games, he might be packing his bags for another team because we know how good a player he is. And it would not shock me to see St Kilda in particular genuinely write him an eight-figure check. Not just 7, 8, 9 million. I'm talking $10 million plus. He's a Bayside boy. He's from down that way, Jim. They need some class for that midfield. And when you've won only 19 games out of your first 90, you do become frustrated.
Contracted
as a footballer.
To the end of next year, Jay-Z, and loyal.
Yes.
That, and a so good that, boy.
Jim, so that 10 is my million point. Can change your loyalty.
I think that you would find that would be matched anyway because he's a restricted free agent. So they'll just match it and he stays anyway, Jay-Z. And but he gets his coin.
He will watch Ben McKay stride out here at this magnificent football ground in the red
now
and black.
Up Ben McKay.
And Anzac Day. Oh, it'll be a full house out. Here, Jim.
Look at the stupid head on him. Just because you're at the G,
he's firing
you're starting
some
to
shots.
Roll this crap out. Seriously.
But you do make a
he's
good
from
point.
Rye.
Because,
yeah. Is he from Rye?
He's from Rye.
But he lives in Hampton. I
mean, buy Rye for 10 mil.
So he is a restricted free agent for next year.
Yes.
So talks are off. So North Melbourne at the moment, behind the scenes, Brady Rawlings is as busy as you can imagine, trying to get his signature on the dotted line. But LDU is concentrating on his football. He will put it off till next year. And clearly the direction of the football club will become part of that decision because, Jim, ever since you left, and I feel like we discuss this a lot. Ever since you left, the club has languished, and Clarko today spoke about, you know, the patience and the effort they're putting in and development and education. But the reality is, as much as they need to attract top-line talent, if they don't start having some success, they will lose their top-line talent.
You better...
So are you... I know we're having a bit of a joke, but is there any
straighten
concern...
Straighten your attitude up, or...
Is there any concern whatsoever? Because you've left...
The thing that I said to old bearded bloody Damo. Brisbane Lion.
No, oh, Leroy.
He can get bounced out into Bendigo FM real smart. And you can head the same way if you keep going down this path. Now, Tommy Barris.
Oh, we love this because they tried the good bloke theory, didn't they, Jay-Z?
As you would, Bill.
Yes.
I think every AFL player fronts the tribunal, as you guys predicted, will be trying to play the good bloke card. And Tommy Barris, in his defence, is an excellent bloke.
He is a good
boy,
yeah.
He is one that he is one who genuinely should be playing this, but his appeal was dismissed. The one match suspension will stand. So you remember he dump tackled Michael Walters, and I think it wasn't a massively dangerous tackle, I wouldn't have thought. So it was worth a throw at the stumps. He's been unsuccessful, so he'll miss that clash against the Gold Coast. There was some interesting byplay, though, in the tribunal
character,
case.
Please. Some character references. Tell us about that.
Well, everyone's spruiking what a good bloke he is, how much work he's done in the community. He's got an IQ of 999 or something
like that.
They brought
all this up to him. And he's engaged man with two beautiful children.
His old man, Jay-Z, used to be the editor of The West. I don't know if he still is.
Did they bring that up?
He was. He should have brought that up.
Yeah. And didn't they bring in what happened, what was said between Michael Walters and Tommy Barris on the field?
Yeah, after the they shook hands at the end and... he said, there you go. And he said, I'm good. You'll be fine. No worries. That was Michael Walters. So they brought that up, said that after the game.
And so
they made beautiful two kids, Ellie and Seamus, and engaged. Oh, he's a very nice dad. He's got a lot of interests. What else? References from Jeremy McGovern and former Eagles chairman Russell Gibbs. What a good bloke he is, Jim. His work in community, what he's been doing. It's unbelievable what they went through. And it didn't work.
It didn't work.
It was unsuccessful. So he's going to be missing for that clash against Gold Coast. I think Harley Reid is also going to be out.
Rested.
Manage his
what the hell's
body.
That? This is a young man who's tearing the comp to shreds, Jay-Z.
Seems extraordinary. Something about the travel as well. Like, I don't know. Has he not been on a plane before?
It's a 19-year-old playing as well as he is and then being told you're out.
It was up to the Gold Coast or across to the Gold Coast. He might have stayed a couple of days. Mightn't have found him.
Let him loose on Cattle Hill.
I think he's
got more professionalism than you.
No, he'll go to that joint we went to, Jim.
You went to.
And then the kebab joint.
Hollywood. All right, Jay-Z, what else have we got? Essendon tomorrow.
Yes, it's a massive game. He cannot wait for it. Essendon versus Collingwood, of course. Going to be very interesting with Essendon's team changes. So they are expecting to play all the bigs, as I understand it. So with Peter Wright back in, plus the two Ruckman, Goldstein. I mean, he came to Essendon to play in the big games. How could they drop him? Plus Sammy Draper, of course.
They'll drop you off this morning.
So who gets dropped? Who's out?
Maybe Elijah Sardis. So they take out a small, maybe bring in a big for a small. Maybe
he's going to be tall.
Misses out. I think Dylan Shield was pushing for a game. He might be a bit unlucky. But Essendon on the tear, 4-2 start. Very nice, of course. That win over Adelaide is controversial as it was. But also interesting with you've been following the Chinese swimming controversy, Bill.
Yeah, well, that was, yes, in the latest Pan Pax or whatever's going on there.
So an alleged cover-up of the 21 swimmers.
That
may
right.
or may not have tested positive and then was sort of put under the carpet or something like that. All allegations, of course. Well, Nathan Lovett-Murray, the former bomber, has accused WADA of double standards, because if the swimmers are going to be let off in those circumstances, then how did the bombers miss, the Essendon 34 miss a year of footy? He said all those charges should be removed, of course, the bombers throughout all the supplement scandal, and that the Brownlow medal, Joe Watson's Brownlow medal,
yes,
should be returned. So that's come back up in the news. I'm not sure that Job's been able to watch a Brownlow medal count since, to be honest. So that's obviously had a bit of a personal toll on him.
All right, Jay-Z, we're just going to hold you for a second. We've got more coming next. Maybe.
No, definitely.
No, Jim's going to have a chat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Could you bring in a interpreter?
Sorry, Bill.
Interpreter. Thank you.
Have a third go.
Well, can you bring in someone that can speak his language?
Now, Ross, the boss, spoke today. Very sensitive issue, Jay-Z.
Yes, so the passing of Harley Balick, the former Fremantle and Melbourne midfielder, a very talented footballer from back in the day, but clearly had some personal problems. So in the Herald Sun today, it's been revealed that his passing has become the focus of a Sports Integrity Australia investigation in relation to the AFL's illicit drugs policy. And today, Harley's father, Eddie, has spoke out critically of the AFL, saying that there should have been more support and more done to help save his son. Ross Lyon, the St Kilda coach, who was coach at the Dockers at the time, spoke today.
Yeah, I was Fremantle coach at the time, and I think the Balick family will tell you, in particular his mum, I was very close to Harley, had a personal relationship, spent a lot of time one-on-one with Harley, so I understand it deeply. But it's not for me to dive into it. I think if the AFL illicit policy is really about that medical model, my experience and what Harley shared with me, he clearly sat in where he needed support and medical attention. And because I've got no visibility on really what occurs behind the scene, but you just make the judgment that occurred. So, look, who wants to, you know, to lose a son, a daughter? It's very emotional even talking about him. So I think I'll leave it there, and he's a pretty special young man.
So he's visibly emotional at that point, Ross. He's quite upset towards the end of that press conference. You can see on the cameras, he sort of wipes his eyes a little bit. So he was close with Harley. They did spend a lot of time together, and the Fremantle Football Club did put a lot of support around him. Unfortunately, he did pass, which is terrible for his family and friends, quite obviously. So that is the focus of a Sports Integrity Australia probe at the moment, and very difficult circumstances. But clearly what Ross is saying there is, you know, when this bobbed up as a news story a couple of weeks ago regarding the AFL's illicit drugs policy, there was a criticism around the players who take the mickey, who know they're taking drugs to go out and have parties and sort of enjoy themselves or live large. That's one sort of slice. The other people, and this is where the AFL say its illicit drugs policy is largely designed around, it's to support people like Harley, and that is what Ross Lyon is saying. He had a genuine problem, and he was in the medical model to help try and improve his life off the field. So this will continue to be a bit of a story and a bit of an unfortunate one, Jim.
The doctor involved, surely there's a patient-doctor confidentiality around what happened when he was under his care.
Yes, well, Harley did go to Melbourne, where Dr. Zeeshan Arane was at the time. So he's obviously involved in a bit of a legal situation with the Melbourne Football Club. But this is a Sports Integrity Australia probe. So they're trying to get to the bottom of things with the AFL illicit drugs policy, Jim. But I understand your point. Dr. Zeeshan Arane is in a bit of a battle with the Melbourne Football Club at the moment. Hey, moving on to the Western Bulldogs.
Big game. Freo Western Bulldogs. That's a huge game.
It certainly is. Do you remember when Rory Lobby first played against his former Fremantle teammates? He copped a bit of stick from his former Dockers, so it'll be interesting to see whether that happens again. Good news is that Tommy Liberatore, the hard nut inside on baller, he'll be back for the Bulldogs. Remember, he missed a week because he was put in concussion protocols because he mysteriously fell over on field late in that loss to Essendon. But he will be back and has been telling his friends for the past 10 days, really, that he is absolutely fine.
Jamara,
I expect him not to play. So he was out training today, Bill, and did the bulk of the main session and looked okay from all reports, but missed last week with some personal issues. He's got a family sort of situation back there in Framlingham near Warrnambool. So he has missed some training. Expect him not to be on the plane to take on the Dockers in the West, so they'll miss him again. But the Western Bulldogs in a lot better form. So Rory Lobb might keep his spot in place of Jamara Ugle-Hagan. They'll try and get some training into him next week and see him back into the forward line.
What do you think of Toby Green, JZ Clark?
Yeah, see, I'm probably in the minority here, Jim. I think he should have been suspended. Because if he isn't, how on earth does the game adjudicate these sort of aerial contests? For mine, there is clarity around if you hit a player in the head in a bump and don't make a genuine attempt for the ball or take the mark or even touch the footy, then you are liable in my view. So for me, that is a clear line, and I thought he should have been suspended. But I'm probably in the minority, Jim. What do you think?
No, I'm with you. The new adjudication is if you elect to leave the ground and then you tuck up in a bumping motion and make contact with the opposition player's head, you're in trouble. Regardless of whether that, you know, was avoidable or whatever, you know, if your eyes come off the ball and that's what happens, then, you know, we're just going to have to accept going forward that that's ruling.
Yeah. Speaking of the Giants, Sam Taylor, any update there?
Yeah, so he is, speaking of free agents next year, he is amongst those top four or five. So we mentioned Luke Davies. Uniacke will be highly sought after. GWS is having good talks with his management, and I would expect he will be signed on a $1.2-1.3 million deal over 6 or 7 years by the end of the year. I doubt the Giants will let it go till next year. He's an absolute superstar. The other man who's out at Fremantle, free agent for next year, Jim, is your nephew, young Andrew Brayshaw. Why don't you get on the campaign trail and try and bring him back to Arden Street?
Bring him back.
Look at this mischievous little gnome on the screen.
Get out there and start. Come on, Jim.
Beat the drum.
You're just throwing. All you're doing is throwing darts at a board. And if you throw enough, one might end up a bullseye, JZ.
I tell you what he's going to get, Jim. That's a massive pay rise, or a decent pay rise. There's no doubt about that. The other one is Oscar Allen out there at West Coast, who's a free agent next year. So this is the thing. They call this pre-agency. So next year they become free agents. So this is a very busy year for clubs who have to try and re-sign players in their seventh year so they don't become free agents. They're not available next year. So they do a lot of work this year to ensure that they are signed up before then. However, I think Luke Davies,
enough Uniacke, for you, as we mentioned, Jay-Z. Enough from you. Talks.
Well done, Jay-Z.
Good thing we're not coming together Saturday either because it'll give me enough time by next week to bloody get you out of my sights. Calling tonight.
Thank you, Jim. If your footy club can get off the canvas and win a couple of games, he might be okay.
Just turn him off.
Good boy, JZ. I like it.
In fact, I think the whole industry has for the minute. You can have a little spell.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tribunal news. Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal.
Hump Day quiz time now.
Oh, Jimmy boy, it's always something that the people look forward to.
Really?
Every week.
Couple of contestants we need.
Mm-hmm. Up and about.
And they need to be up and about, and they need to support either the Saints or the Kangaroos. Because our prize, Rabbits Bartholomew.
4 Medallion Club tickets to see St Kilda versus North Melbourne next round, round 8, May 4 at Marvel, plus $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin voucher, the official exclusive gin of Live Golf Adelaide 2024.
Medallion Club seats are superb.
Ridiculous. Dasherandfisher.com.au. Use the code RUSHHOUR for your 25% discount today. Drink responsibly. So Saints versus North, 4 Medallion Club tickets.
Almost couldn't get a better seat to watch a game of footy.
I know, Jim.
In this country than the Medallion
Spot
Club.
Spot on.
They're comfy.
It's unbelievable.
Warm. They're the bar at the back.
Right behind you.
Nice
get the food.
Food.
No, it's just the best. All right, 1-3-5-3.
Yes.
Ring us now. You've got to be a supporter of either the Saints or the Kangaroos.
Oh, Jimmy boy, ring now.
Bills hump day quiz coming up next. 4 Medallion Club tickets to see the Saints versus North Melbourne. Thanks to Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian Gin.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We must have better radio.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Great to have it back on the radio for another Wednesday. The people love it. And two very good contestants fighting off for that magnificent prize.
Mm-hmm.
Peter's there. G'day, Pete.
How are you, Billy?
You barrack for North?
Certainly do.
Of course you do, Pete.
What are you thinking? When are they going to win their first game?
Well, look, hoping this week would be a turn of events down at Bloodstone. We'll keep our fingers crossed there.
Oh, they That'd play all right down there.
They do play well down there. What do you do with yourself?
I'm actually a sales rep. I sell gourmet foods there, James.
Oh, nice.
Oh, gourmet food.
What sort of gourmet foods?
Ranging from dips to seafood to small goods, just a whole array of deli stuff.
Beautiful.
Cheeses.
I love that.
Oh, prawns.
Yeah, there's a few garlic prawns in the jar and stuff.
That's the good stuff. Good.
Charcuterie board, Bill.
Charcuterie board there,
that's
Pete.
That's it. Very
which
nice.
Which is a nice little seafood board.
No.
Seafood. Brett's there in Tokemoor. Now, beautiful spot on the Murray River in New South Wales, of course. G'day, Bretty boy.
Just about to light the fire in the shed, Billy.
Oh, how's the footy ground there? Beautiful footy ground. Saturday, Rob. How's the footy ground there, mate? How are they going, the Tokemoor Bloods?
Much to do with it anymore since the kids stopped playing. Mm. So, yeah, I couldn't tell you, actually.
Oh, I used to be on the hill there. They'd sit up there and drink frothies on the hill at Tokemoor. Beautiful.
Yeah, I've done that.
Brett, you reckon?
Brett,
right.
You're Brett. Pete, you're Pete. Oh, good prize. You ready to go, boys?
Ready to go.
Yep.
Apparently, in folklore, Jim.
Yes.
What doesn't strike twice in the same place?
Brett.
Yes, Brett?
Lightning.
Bang!
Come on, Pete.
Come on, Pete. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. But anyway.
Anyway.
Number two, nearest to the pin. How many times has Toby Green been found guilty at the AFL tribunal?
Brett.
Shut up.
Yes, Brett.
Brett.
Nine.
Right.
It might Pete. Be a bit more. Pete,
I reckon 12.
Oh, that'll do, but it's 23.
23?
Jim, he's been up 23 times and he's been found guilty 23 times.
23?
23, Jim.
Bloody hell. All right, Pete you are one, and Brett, you are one.
Oh, Pete was a bit lucky there, Jim. Mr. Brightside, Not the Horse by the Killers is a good song, Jim.
No, it is a great song.
It came out, sometime in 2004. We tried to find something, the same day or the same year, but no, it's just come out in 2004.
Right.
You got to sing the next line, boys, okay? Pete, you're going to go first. We'll start it off with a bit of the Killers song, and then you bring it home beautifully, my friend. You ready, Pete?
Ready.
Had a crank, Pete.
He did have a go.
He had a go.
We need Jack Revolt.
All right,
Jeez.
Yeah,
he sung it well. Jeez, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
Righto, Brady boy from Toke.
Jealousy, turning pages to the sea.
Swimming through.
Sweet lullaby.
Yeah.
Good song.
Great song.
It has to be Brett, even though Pete went for longer. He didn't know a word.
No.
Whereas Brett at least got started.
Not a one.
So scoreboard. 2-1. Brett up at the minute. Come on, Pete.
Come on, Pete.
I'm going to make
one for you. If the score is 40-30 in a tennis match, how many individual points have been played?
Brett.
Pete.
Yes, Pete.
Oh.
How many individual points have been played? Yes. Have been played three.
So how many?
What?
Three has been for, well, three, sorry.
Say five, Pete.
Sorry. I didn't say three, I said five.
Oh, five.
Brett even said
it.
What are you doing there, Jim?
Nicely done.
You're giving
two
it
a piece, ring a ding.
Oh, no. Just because he's north.
Come on.
Poor old Brett, he told him the answer.
I love lift. That.
Just say five.
Just say five.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Tiebreaker.
Yes.
Let it out.
Who won last year's Anzac Day Eve game?
Can we have a hint, like who played?
Eve game.
Eve same game. Teams Anzac every Day year. Eve game. Same teams as tonight.
So Melbourne, Richmond.
Brett.
Yeah. Yes, Brett?
I'll go Melbourne.
Yep. Oh. Well done, Brady. You deserve it.
All right, Brady.
Well done, Brady boy.
I might have had some selective hearing the previous
bloody
question, Brett.
Did.
So you deserve that.
From Take 'Em All, what's he won, Raps?
Well, you can come down and you're going for Medallion Club tickets, St Kilda versus North Melbourne, round 8, May 4 at Marvel Stadium. Not only that, you also get a $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin voucher. They're the ones who supplied the four tickets as well. So congratulations, mate.
Ah, beauty. Thanks for that.
Nicely well done, Brady. And what is Pete taking home?
We're going to send Pete a $150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin voucher as well so he can warm himself up in Keilor Downs.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to let you down there, James.
That'll go beautifully with the gourmet foods.
Oh, beautiful. Not your first loss for the year, Pete.
Oh, well, Pete.
Yeah, you're wrong there.
So I think you're
don't put up with
seven
it, Pete.
Now.
You're better than that.
Yes. Hey, well done,
we'll
Pete.
We'll be right.
Thank you. And well done to Brady.
Thanks, Pete.
Take them all.
Thanks, guys.
Brett's happy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hey, Jimmy boy, plenty of sport. Oh, I've got different all sports of sport. Oh. Thanks to our good friends.
What was that?
Thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Ranger Raptor is back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Make Raptor your number one today. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. Plenty of footy happening tonight, tomorrow and across the weekend, but also Live Golf Adelaide,
that
JB.
That is exactly what's happening. I'm off doing the Friday night game in Adelaide, Port and the Saints,
and
then the rub from the studio over there that you'll be doing from the studio here. Bernard and myself.
Yes.
And then after that, off to Live.
Live.
Cannot wait.
Saturday
Sunday.
So and
no,
Sunday.
Sunday I'm going.
So what happens there?
Party
Tell us about the party hole. What happens there?
Well, it's basically like the birdcage.
Yes.
If you're lucky enough to get into the birdcage at Flemington.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but you're parked on a golf hole.
Right.
So you've got all the magnificent food and whatever you want to drink, and everyone's in these superb sort of viewing locations.
Yes.
And they, group after group come through.
So it's a par three.
Par three.
Yep.
And last year, Chase Koepka had a hole in one, and the place erupted.
They threw plastic and
stuff. Well, I think this year, I'd be surprised. They had cans last year. I don't think they'll have them this year because a few cans were thrown.
A lot of cans.
And you can't have that.
Who got your tickets? The Adam Romanowskis, the PM.
Pete Malinowskis, my man.
Pete, yes.
And it's a brilliant, brilliant event. So I cannot wait to get stuck into that fat.
And Bernie's playing golf today in the Pro-Am with Dustin Johnson.
I think he's playing with DJ. Oh,
well, Bluey did last year.
Yeah.
He said he was brilliant.
Mm.
Great fun, answered all the questions, laughed and had fun all the way around.
That's
good. Bern plays decent golf.
He does.
He plays off 8 or 9, I think. Anyway. So that's what people already
know. Well, Brett from Montmorency, Anthony from Berwick, Mick from McLeod, they already know it's Guernsey cash so time.
They can ring back.
1-3-3-5-3, 10 grand.
$10,000. Change your life, Jim.
It's unbelievable.
Might buy you a new house.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Where are your Buccaneers?
On his Buckinghead.
Now, Guernsey cash.
Yes, please.
By the way, $10,000. We've given two lots of it away.
Yep.
To Alessio.
Yes.
And?
Olivia.
Olivia.
Wonder what they've done with it.
Yeah,
they should
nice
ring
to
in. And
so
like
what have
to
we
know.
Done with the 10 clicks?
Not today, but ring
but
in.
At some stage.
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
Changes your life, Jim.
10 grand. What it opened up.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
Cam on the line from Bendigo. Hello, Cam.
Howdy, gents. How are we?
What do you do, Cam?
I'm a government employee, so I do bugger all but get paid real good for it.
Lots of them around, Cam.
What would you do with 10 grand, Cam?
Oh, 10 grand, Billy. What wouldn't I do with 10 grand? There's plenty of good golf courses around Victoria that I wouldn't mind having a run at, so I could spend a bit of time on those, I can tell you.
Bloody hell. They just released the new ratings, and Royal Melbourne has been usurped by Kate Wickham.
It's gone
the
down.
Number one... course in Australia.
I saw that.
All right, here are the rules, please, Cam.
30 seconds on the clock. We'll read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You just need to tell us which number they wore for that team. Some of them have worn multiple numbers for that club. We'll accept either answer, but we must accept your first answer. You can pass and we'll come back if there is time. If you get all 10 Guernsey numbers correct, the $10,000 is yours and the time starts as soon as JB reads out the first player.
Ooh, how well do you know your players and numbers, Cameron?
I'm confident, but I'm not going to get overexcited.
Not just Bomber players. This is across the comp, by the way.
Yeah, no. I've watched a lot of football over the years, so we'll see how we go.
You going to win tomorrow?
Bloody oath.
I think he's going to struggle.
Confident?
Off the top, just knowing Cam for 3 minutes.
Cam, are you ready to roll?
Ready to
Come
go.
Come on.
All right, here we go. Will Ashcroft, Brisbane.
16.
Zach Jones, St Kilda.
1.
Luke Davies, Uniacke, North Melbourne.
5.
Lockie Fogarty, Carlton.
6.
Mark McGough, Collingwood.
35.
Sam Darcy, Western Bulldogs.
10.
Yes! Darren Jolly, Sydney.
2.
Chris Massey, Adelaide.
1.
Tyson
3.
Stengline, West Coast.
14.
Oh, Jim, he got one. I told you it was going to be shit, and he was shit. He got one, Jim.
Cam.
The first five you didn't get right, Cam. Will Ashcroft's 8, not 16. Zach Jones, 3, not 1. Luke Davies, Uniacke, he wears 9, not 5. Lockie Fogarty is 8, not 6. Oh, Cam. You there?
What can I say, boys? What can I say?
Well, you're a golfer, clearly, yes. So we need to look after him.
We do.
With the number one pill.
Yeah, no worries. A $100 grilled voucher headed your way. Mate, you'll score 2-for-1 burgers at Grilled every Monday after the Aussie Rules of Rugby League team wins this season. Head to grilled.com.au for more details and to sign.
Tailor-made TP5 or TP5X?
Yes.
Don't shake your head
He's
at me,
He's a golfer.
Rabbits. That's what we're doing.
Hey, I'll take the TP5s, no worries.
Don't worry, we'll get them to you, mate, out there in Bendigo.
Well done, Cam.
Thanks, guys. Actually, appreciate your time.
It wasn't well done.
Go Bombers.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blokes should suddenly think that they're a bit bigger and stronger and faster.
Superman.
That's it.
Superman even.
Ahead of the traditional Anzac Day clash tomorrow, former Bomber, current host of the Footy Talk AFL podcast on the Listener app and owner of the most memorable moment in Anzac Day footy history, David Zaharakis is with us.
It's a one-point ball game. Here it comes, Lovett. He's found the target.
Zaharakis.
An opportunity for Zaharakis.
Jim.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it, Ryan.
What is that?
And just knocked as you kicked it too.
Yes.
I did,
And I reckon that gave you a little more juice in it.
It might have put me online.
I yes, it was I think it did.
Beautiful little left to right swing.
That was your ringtone for a long time. You still got it on there?
I still watch it quite a few times a day, let's be honest.
Every year, Anzac Day.
Pays the bills around this time of year too.
Bloody oath it does.
What are you doing, Zaka? It's great to see you. You look fit.
It's good to see you. Yeah, I'm doing some Ironmans and triathlons these days. I'm found a new sport, Bill.
That's not a sport.
What is it?
It's grueling bloody...
Grueling.
Whatever it is. Ironman. Run us through an Ironman. What are you going to do at Port Macquarie in about a week's time?
Yes, so it's a swim, bike, run situation where I've done three halves so far and one full.
Yeah.
And it is a 3.8K swim, 180K bike, and then a marathon to finish.
Oh, wow. 42er.
42, are you? I'm that's a bit hard. Of a sucker for punishment.
And that's the last thing you do. Always.
That's the last thing, You're suffering the whole time.
How long does that take?
So I did my very first one in December in Busselton, and it took me 10 hours and 19. So I'm hoping for a sub-10 this time, but you never know.
Is that, I should know this, an Olympic sport?
So an Olympic distance triathlon is 1.5 swim, 40K bike, and a 10K run.
Right. So the one you do, what are the best in the world do it in?
Yeah, so the best at Busselton broke the record for Busselton. He did it in like a 7:45.
Oh, really?
Wow. Mate, these athletes are unbelievable. I mean, obviously I played a professional sport in AFL and growing up as a kid, you do anything to play AFL and you realize how hard it is. When I was swapping codes to try and become good or even above average at a sport, you realize just how hard triathlon or Ironman is as a sport. When you're three hours behind.
Mate, I drive to here to Geelong and back.
Yes, in that time, yeah. Exactly. And this guy had already finished. More. So he had a cup of tea, probably got a flight out of Busselton already, and I'm still going.
What's the big one in Hawaii, is it?
Yes, so to qualify for Hawaii, you have to you have to finish first in your age group. So my age group right now is 30 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
And then either first, but if first has already qualified through another race, it drops to second and then same to third. So
really hot in that over there.
Yes. So it's not based on time. You can qualify just in your age group.
Right.
And then that Kona is the one.
What's the distances with that one?
That's the same. So a full Ironman. Yeah. Yep. So full Ironman's Kona. And then the half Ironman, which I do a lot more races in half, they change the spots for the world champs every year.
Don't they do one stupid one that's like quadruple the distance, like some massive ultra bloody...
Yeah, there's ultra Ironmans now. So, I mean, all these things getting created, Spartan and all this stuff, and Hyrox now, if you've heard of that. But ultra Ironman, I might butcher this, but apparently they do it over 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. So they do like a 10K swim, I think, and then a 500... I don't know, I'm getting this wrong, but a 500K bike,
like,
and then
huge amount,
you finish with like an 80K run on
so
day three.
So as a former player, you would weigh a lot less now than you did when you played. You carry too much weight, footballers.
Well, it's interesting. So I never weighed myself during footy. Obviously, I knew I played around that 78 to 80 kilos.
Yep.
Then training for Busselton last year, I leaned up, my face, people thought I was gaunt, like on something or sick or whatever. So I lost that. But then I got on the scales before Ironman because they want to weigh you in case you qualify for Worlds. And I was actually a kilo heavier than what I was when I played. I was 79. So that was interesting to me that I'd got a lot leaner, but probably more dense in terms of muscle. Legs are a bit bigger. But my upper body's definitely shredded down.
Which of those three disciplines do you find the hardest?
The hardest is to try and get the power on the bike.
Right.
These guys, so in the full Ironman, the pros can ride it in 4 hours. I did it in 5.5.
Right.
So that's the area I lose the most time in.
If you can't swim, it'd be hard, I reckon.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of people that love to try a triathlon and Ironman, but they just can't get to be able to swim. It's one of those hardest things to do.
Spot on,
it's very
Tucker.
Technical.
Now, where are you nowadays? Because you used to be out Diamond Creek Jimmy boy. He liked it out there.
Work out there.
He did. And then I reckon you want to move to Lower Plenty, so you're slowly...
Is that what you reckon he did?
Slowly coming in towards the city, Zach.
Nice pad out there in Lower Plenty.
Was there?
Yeah,
you liked it out there too.
Yes. Yeah. And now I'm in Richmond, inner city living.
Good work.
It's a great area. I wanted to trial inner city living, which... If I had it done during my career, I don't reckon my career would have lasted as long as what it did.
226
So I was smart, probably waiting until the end of that. But now I love inner city Richmond, some great establishments around Richmond there. Which, funny thing, this is going on from yesterday. So the guy that won the crown voucher yesterday with these young kids nowadays say nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't know yet. So I was at the London 2 weeks ago, Essendon playing the Doggies on Friday night. And I was there with my partner, Amy, and she said, "Oh, can you please go get me a wine?" So I walked up to the bar and I asked the young kid there, I said, "Oh, can I just have a Pinot Noir?"
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he said, "Which one's that one, the red or the white?" Oh, and I said, "Mate, you're
come on, young
me.
Fella.
You've got your RSA. Got
to be better than that."
Yeah, and he didn't know which one. So that was, I thought that was quite funny when I heard you guys yesterday saying that, because that immediately came to my head.
Back in the day,
of course,
we've known Zach for a long time.
Yeah.
Yes, back in the day, out at Diamond
Creek,
you used to get the tips in the hair.
He did.
Wear the white shoes.
And
just laps. Get it, laps.
Walk.
Yep. just sort of lurk around.
Was that easy, was it?
You wouldn't have known what a Pinot Noir was back then either.
I didn't. I certainly do now, but I didn't back then.
You were drinking frothies and walking laps on the Diamond Creek footy ground. Someone might see him.
That's exactly what he was hoping. Hence the tips in the hair.
Oh, now.
Stick around, Zach. We need to talk Anzac Day next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim. Overwhelm, underwhelm, and over-deliver, my friend, which I do consistently.
Essendon legend David Zaharakis has stuck around JB ahead of the Anzac Day game tomorrow.
12 times you played on Anzac Day.
So that must be amazing. Now that you've finished playing, you must look back and go, they are 12 incredible days I had as a footballer.
Yes, the only one I missed was COVID, yeah, which we played Collingwood a couple weeks later. So played in every one that I was able to play in at the footy club. And there were a couple of times there where I probably shouldn't have played. I was quite injured at the time and spent a few days in hospital before one of the games. And but you just wanted to get yourself up for every single Anzac Day game because of what it means for yourself, for the country, for the club, and also for my family. I got a great strong connection to Anzac Day. So I never wanted to miss a game, no matter how I felt or how injured I was or whatever. And just the occasion, I was at a function today at the MCG hearing Brad Scott and Craig McRae talk about it, and Brad's connection to Anzac with his dad. And just even then, just hearing those two talk about it and the occasion got goosebumps, and Mickey Roberts was emceeing, and he said, blow the siren and let's get out there. Yeah. Like, it's an amazing feeling that everyone gets goosebumps hearing about it and talking about it, and playing in it was just
Anzac Day medalist.
Exactly.
2013.
Exactly. And Sheeds, of course, he would have loved all that stuff, wouldn't he?
If I was coached by him, yeah.
You weren't coached by him?
No, I wasn't.
No. Who was coaching you?
He created Anzac Day, yes.
He created it. Who was coaching you? Was he around?
Think about it. Didn't really have
actually, how old are you, Zucker? Don't worry about that, Zucker.
What is it about Essendon fat?
What?
We had Sammy Draper in the other day, and Fat gives it the and your new facility out there at the hangar.
How's that going out there?
10 years old, isn't it?
More than 10. What's going on with Essendon Fat?
Oh, I don't know. Where is the medal? I want to know that.
The medal
proudly
is
on the mantelpiece, so Amy can look at it.
No, it's actually it's just in the box.
See, no one puts them
out. Oh, no one puts them out there. I went to a function in Perth last week, and I took the medal with me, and got some photos with some of the people at the function there last week, and they appreciated it. And obviously, I appreciate it, but I haven't hung it up. In Diamond Creek when I used to live there, I had the walk of the shrine
did
there
you?
With
shrine
all
of
my
Zucker.
Old jumpers and everything.
Of course he did.
And I just kept copying absolute filth for it. So then I took everything down and everything's now in the cupboard and all the jumpers are stuffed away. So you cop too much flack for it.
Who did coach Zucker, Bill?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue.
How many coaches did I have in the 13 years?
You've had six, I reckon.
Ooh, seven.
Seven.
There
yes.
you go.
You
seven
had a lot.
In 13 years. We had a lot.
You did. Do you get a free invite to the game because of that goal?
No, I'm a life member of the Essendon Footy Club,
right.
And a 200 club member of the AFL. Yes. So I get tickets through them, and I've got six tickets for tomorrow.
Have you?
The
Who
whole
are you
family.
Taking?
So I'm taking mum and dad, my sister, brother-in-law, and then Amy's away. So she's been replaced by Matt, one of my good mates.
You'll be on the froffies then tomorrow with the Dahl away.
Yeah. Well, I've got the cop next week, so I might have to rein in, but certainly a few will be on the froffies. My brother-in-law is a massive Collingwood man, so
it'll
be on.
Are you involved with the Bombers?
I only do functions every now and then. So I'm doing one at the Pullman tomorrow before the game.
Good.
And then I try to go to every game. Amy and I, we love it just to go as an occasion to still have the contact with the footy club that way, but nothing to do with the footy department.
How do you reckon they're going, the Bombros?
Well, we're 4-2, so we look good on the ladder. Yes. We're sitting seventh, but we're winning games of footy ugly, which is, I guess, a good thing that we're winning, but that St Kilda game was a terrible one to watch. I was sitting next to, in between actually, Scotty Lucas and Matty Lloyd, and it wasn't a pretty game to watch with them. Felix Flatis was said there about the way we're playing. But then even on the weekend, the win last week against Adelaide, yes, we got over the line and we dominated the game, but we're not winning games easily. We don't put teams away. We don't score easily. We struggle to score, and it's kind of like a messy play. So I'm looking for them to try and clean up the way they play, because they get scored against too heavily against good sides. So we need to be able to score ourselves, but then also defend. And if we're not doing that, we just keep losing to top six sides. And we're going to hang around that eighth, ninth spot all year. So
there you go. Nice.
Big game. Last night on the Talking Footy, Wispy,
our man Whispers.
Shone a light on Sam Durham.
Yes.
My goodness. His attack on the footy is ferocious.
Yes. It went when we recruited him, Seymour boy up there, you knew straight away from the first training session that he was that in and under, just courage, just brave, and just wanted to go win the footy, win his own ball, and he would crash packs. And obviously he played at Richmond in the VFL, and we plucked one from there, took one from them. And you could just tell he was going to be a good player. He's good size, that six kind of 6'1", 6'2", hard player. And We needed that. Under Scotty, this is what Scotty's brought into the footy club. And Darren fits that mould perfectly.
Not as good looking as our man, but a good looking
kid. He's a good looking kid, isn't he?
He's a good looking kid. Great smile on him, and he's got a bit of charisma about him.
Which is important.
Yes.
There is. You and Riz. Not wild Riz. Shut up. But some Riz. Come on. He's got some Riz.
No.
He's got some.
He's got a lot more than you. What else, Saka, can you tell us? We haven't seen you for. Oh, you've been going to a lot of functions nowadays, don't you? You like to get out there.
Yeah, well, same with you, Bill. I attend most functions that you're at. I don't get paid, though, unlike you.
Not an envelope every time. You do some free stuff.
Pretty much every time.
Myself and my partner, Amy, we kind of do the same thing. We'll be freelance a lot. So we attend a lot of gigs and work with a lot of brands. Just like today, lunch with the MCG Network. I'm an ambassador for the MCG, and that's what we do basically nowadays, along with a few other things. I host some shows and good MC and
the
public
podcast.
Podcast, exactly.
Do you enjoy that?
I love it. Yeah. I'm loving that step into media. Did it as a guest last year, and now I'm more regular this year, and I'm loving kind of stepping into that mold now. But coming out of football, I didn't want anything to do with footy in the AFL or the media, and then now 2-3 years out of the game, I'm kind of getting back into it and really loving it and enjoying it.
Who are you doing that with, the Footy Talk podcast?
So Abby and Jay.
Abby
Jay-Z,
Holmes.
Yeah.
Oh, little Jay-Z.
Yeah, Clarkie, yes. So with them, and obviously Rui and Lee do the other shift for us. But yes, working a lot with Abby and Jay-Z.
Oh, good team.
A bit long, some of his questions, Jay-Z, aren't they? You just cut them down.
He has an agenda with his questions. We actually get along really well. I've done two podcasts without Abby, there's some chemistry on set, I reckon. Mm. It's great.
No, Abster. I'll tell you
producer,
what he is.
Abster.
He's starting to bloody try and pick
off. Her name is not Abster.
Zoe.
We got our own producer's name wrong.
Zoe looks after both, which is great.
You can grab the Footy Talk podcast on the Listener app,
by
the way.
How do you spell Listener?
L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yeah.
Well done.
There you go.
Oh, you're away, Zarko. Well done.
Zoe's the producer of our show. Yeah. In fact, didn't know who
call
she was.
Call her Abster.
What's wrong with you, Bill?
I don't know. I don't even know. What day is it? Wednesday.
Zark, we miss you, you little bastard. When we did the footy show, he was
Footy show.
It was one of my most entertaining versions because he'd always get in early.
Yes.
Because it was a long drive.
Well, I was on the very last one.
It was.
Oh. I was on the very last one, and then we got axed.
Which one?
Then we got axed.
There's a lot of laughs.
Show had fallen away. It was always a fun discussion with you out in the green room, finding out what you'd been up to.
Yes, it was. And coming on here quite regularly when I was playing, and I brought in a little Ratio Fantasia member, and Bill thought he was a fanboy.
I'll get you a coffee.
I wanted a coffee.
Come on, well, Zach, enjoy tomorrow. It's going to be superb, and we love what you did on this day.
Well done. Thank you. Appreciate having me in.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I was a bit chubby as a kid, Jim.
A bit more standard.
I had dyslexic.
Thanks to Ford Ranger, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Ranger Raptor is now back in stock and available at your Ford dealer to test drive. By the way, it's the Drive 2023 Drive Best Off-Road Ute. So make sure you check out the brand new Ford Ranger Raptor today, JB.
Zarka, of course, not long ago in the show, we love him. Mm-hmm. But he is a part of the Footy Talk podcast with Abby Holmes, of course. And Abs, during the edition that came out this week, was talking about the contrast between Toby Green and Peter Wright's tribunal outcomes.
My big concern around this is just what it does to the players. I mean, this incident was not dissimilar to Peter Wright's, and he got 4 weeks. Obviously, the outcome a little bit different in terms of players and the impact that it had on them, but the incident itself was quite similar.
Yeah.
I'm confused. I'm confused. I think the players are confused, and I think what we're going to see is players aren't confident or comfortable in attacking contests. Also, what they've said is that you have a duty of care. You need to take care of Boyd in that situation. So that takes out the contest side of football.
Yep.
I'm just worried it's going to take away that high, contest game that we know and love.
She's confused.
She's confused.
She is confused. Like Rabbo.
It is confusing. The AFL are desperate to stop people leaving the ground.
Yes.
And then tucking up in that bumping motion and hitting people in the head. And I get all of that. And I'm on board with all of that.
Exactly.
But there are examples where
football accidents.
Yeah, I don't know. But they want. So what they're saying is, I want Toby Green in that situation to keep his eyes on the ball and keep the marking shape rather than turning and bumping.
Then he's going to get hurt.
Well, not only that, but you could end up with head clashes. Mm-hmm. You could be... It's changing the game. It is, and maybe with all the concussion, it needs to be changed.
Well, I like this one. On the midweek rub, Daisy got stuck into the goal review system. Oh, yes. We've all had enough of this.
Why can't they instruct the goal umpires to make a decision, and then if it's incorrect, we will soft review it while you make your decision, and if we need to call it back and it's incorrect, we'll do that, instead of getting them to review before they make the call.
Joey, of all the ways we got to improve this, surely that's the starting point option, isn't it?
If this continues next year, people will talk about going away because of the state of the game. People will stop going because this is a serious cause of frustration. It takes the complete air out of all great moments.
There was three in a row at Marvel on Sunday, and Daisy and Stevie J were very frustrated. You can grab the midweek rub right now on the Listener app and on YouTube, and you can grab Footy Talk AFL right now on the Listener
Back
podcast.
Back yourself. As we said, Davey Roden. Yep,
exactly.
He just says goal, point, and then
smiles.
Exactly right. It was our man Keezer last year that caused, not his fault. He kicked a goal.
Well, he was away.
The goal umpies. And that is what's caused all of what we now see.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So what are you doing tonight, by the way?
A couple of cones. Oh.
This is our last show for the week. No show tomorrow and a best of show on Friday.
What about you two just getting a couple of days off? I'll keep working. What are you going to do?
Well, holiday tomorrow, of course, Jim. So that's fair enough.
For me, it isn't. I'm calling the game and then getting on a plane and flying to Adelaide. I'm doing that game on Friday.
And then Friday, Ramsey, what's the story there?
I don't know. Jay gave it off, so we've just got a day off.
Taken it. Well, if you work hard enough, Jim.
Yes.
Let me know when you start doing that.
We've deserved it.
Now,
speaking of the footy, big game tonight, straight after us, of course, is the Wednesday rub ahead of Richmond versus Melbourne. Then tomorrow, the traditional Anzac Day clash, Essendon and Collingwood.
Yep. What do we think's happening tonight?
Well, you think Melbourne win, don't you? Both sides coming off a bye. It'd be interesting to see Adam Uze. He spent a lot of time at the Melbourne Footy Club. So what will he bring them to Richmond there? But you'd think Melbourne win this one, and they win it pretty well.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure about the well bit, but I agree they start favourites. What about tomorrow?
Well, I like Collingwood. I thought they were great last week. They're unselfish and happy to share it around, kick goals, and they look like they are back. So
Dialed up the heat. That's what they did. After quarter time, they just closed down any modicum of space, harassed, got in the face of the ball carriers trying to go the other way. They got back to what they did in 93 to win the flag.
Exactly.
Sorry, 2023. So I agree with you. If they bring that tomorrow, they're going to win that game.
Got some big game players too. The Dagos boys, DeGoey.
Geordie, your man.
Yes, exactly.
I noticed you haven't run into him again.
Well, he's going
I think
all right.
He took one look at you and said, I don't really want to have anything more to do with that bloke. And you haven't seen him since.
He's going well. So
he doesn't need you as a mate.
Darcy Cameron's in a bit of form too.
He's going well.
Darcy Moore.
Yes.
Jamie Elliott.
Yep.
They're going beautifully.
Yep. So, having said that, Essendon are 4-2 and Collingwood are 3-3.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, the other game, the Giants in Canberra.
Yeah, up against the Lions.
The Lions.
Big game, that.
Bounce back game for both.
Well, the Lions have got to win. They're 2-4.
Yeah.
2-4. Yep. Right in front of me. but they've got to win this one. They've got to bounce back. Okay. And the Giants have got some problems. And with Sam Taylor still out, you'd think the big fella's up forward.
Toby also out. So where are you going?
I'm going with the Lions.
You go with the Lions?
I think the Lions win in Canberra.
I don't think they have a great record in Canberra either, GWS.
They don't.
And the Giants don't have a great record in Canberra either.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's what he literally just said.
I thought you said the Lions. I thought you said the Lions. Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Imagine if everyone was honest, Jim.
Not sure that would work, Bill.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Still can't believe you get 4 days off.
Who?
You're sucked in. You got to do Saturday.
Haven't rang in yet.
Oh.
I think I'm a crook.
Are there Saturday?
I'm a crook, Jim.
Bernard and I will be in Adelaide for the rub.
Oh, yeah.
You
why?
And Damo, because we're over there to enjoy the golf.
Yes, exactly.
That's it.
So I'm going to be
here with Rosie, of course, and the Purple Headed Warrior.
Exactly. I'm going to be crook. I'm just going to ring in.
You do sound a little bit.
Yeah, nasally.
Yeah, a bit nasally, a bit oily. Exactly. It's Monday, it's Wednesday, and it's not till Saturday, so you'll be right by then.
No, no.
So good.
No, I'll like be worse, Jim.
All right, so now.
Oh, what are we going to do here? A fruity Wednesday?
Well, you're leaning on fruit regularly to try and get
to try
Google.
And get a laugh.
Yeah, you are. Exactly. All right, here we go.
Come on, rabbits.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Make Ford Ranger Raptor your number one today.
Got a little poser for you to think about over the next few days.
This isn't the joke.
No, it's a little poser, Jim. Who knew what time it was when the first clock was made? So when the clock was first made, who knew it was quarter past 12?
Invent time first, so maybe that's where they started, and then they got a device to measure it.
Right. Do you think?
So what's the joke?
No, that's not a bad little poser.
Look at the through the.
Well, they don't look at them.
What's going on? Look
at they wouldn't know what's going on there.
What are you on about?
No, it's a good poser. So, I throw it out there for the people over the Anzac Day.
Sundial. Right, here we go. That's how they told time before
sundial.
Clocks were made, a sundial. Yep.
Just, what, it's 12:22?
We're on air.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Come on, here we go.
Righto, you ready?
Yep.
What is the difference, Jim, between pink and purple?
Oh, no. I don't like the sound of this at all.
You won't.
I don't like the sound of this at all.
Repeat it back to me. Go on.
What's the difference between pink and purple?
The grip.
Look at the disappointment on the faces of everyone through the glass. Look at him. No, he's completely. I'm off.
That's his fault.
I'm off.
That's not mine.
I'm off. I'm not putting up with that shit. I'm taking 4 days away from you.
See you, Jim. Yes, Jimmy, we got it. We got it. Oh, the grip.
Oh. What does that mean?
I'm not quite sure.
If anyone would know, it'd be you, Red.
Where's Jim gone?
Jim.
Jim.
Oh, gripper.
You are the king of the divan. Woo! Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Test drive one today.